Chapter 1. Friday, 20th of July, West London. The day of the accident was also the last day of shooting Challenging Gardens. The last that year, that was. It would be back on the telly as ever with a new series in the spring. But Andy, newest and youngest member of the presenting team, had an overwhelming sense she wouldn't be in it. While the camera was off her, she stopped clipping at the dead limbs of a camellia and sat down on the garden wall in the hazy sun. The other three were all on top form today, chuffed with the viewer ratings, looking forward to taking a well-earned break. What was the matter with her? Okay, there'd been the typically enthusiastic filming of little top-knotted accident Andy pouring compost down herself when the bag split, an unresolved argument about whether the camellia could be incorporated into the design rather than replanted in the local park, heartlessly chucked in the skip, and the elephant in the garden question as to why this particular plot had been selected, given that its owner was just too lacking in soul rather than funds to sort it out himself. But none of this was new. As Johnny would say, one shouldn't take the show or oneself too seriously. Johnny. She watched him looking over his shoulder at the camera with a twinkly-eyed grin as his arm muscles tightened on the spade. All soft, curly hair the colour of earth. All sing-song Irish from the Emerald Isle. Understandably adored by every female gardener in the country. Unbelievably. Hers. For 5 months now. Well, unofficially anyway. The public still thought there was a chance he'd get back with his ex-wife, the equally adored TV interior designer, Caroline O'Connor. This was a fantasy that, for some reason, Andy couldn't fathom, Johnny and Caroline liked to maintain. She breathed out heavily, reminding herself that she probably shouldn't be taking Johnny seriously either, even though he twice mentioned having a son with her, to add to his two daughters. But then, that was really another reason to keep her distance. She hadn't yet told him that, despite her famous skill at propagation...